Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, welcome back. You know, I fill in from time to time at Channel 3 WFSB, and there's a lot of great people over there. And I always have a good talk with Joe Zone, who's a listener of Brian and Company and WTIC. And so, and we should have you in more, but this is the first time. And, you know, I looked at the calendar. Like, I was in sports with Kevin Nathan from, like, 02 to 03. And then I went into news with Channel 30. And then I left in 07. So you had just kind of got here when I was out the door. Yeah, in 06. And so, you know, we didn't have our paths did not cross like on the beat a lot, but, you know, I knew who you were and I still followed a lot of Connecticut news. And, you know, I had a kid in here who went to, he's just finished his first year at Newhouse at Syracuse, and he's competing with 1,000 of his classmates to do the same thing. And I was like, you sure you want to do this? Like, what are you gonna do? But you, I mean, you did an old school path to do what you do now.
And it's interesting too, that you mentioned Syracuse, because that's where I started in the business. My family moved there when I was 17, but I was in community college and really not having a good time with it. I was one of the, you know, I went to a private boys' school, all boys, military, Christian Brothers, LaSalle,
yep,
in Troy, New York. So thank goodness I had that thumb on me every day,
right,
to help me get through the system.
School wasn't for you.
No, I mean, I liked English, so I was able to do some writing and stuff. But basically, I was a big Syracuse Blazer hockey fan. I don't know if you know about the Blazers, the history of the Blazers. The movie Slapshot was, yep, based on that team. Some of it was shot in Syracuse. I was there at the time. I actually read one of the announcer roles. You know, I was like 23, a little,
sure,
kid. But I was a big Blazers fan. Met the play-by-play guy at the men's clothing store I worked at, right across from the Syracuse War Memorial, where the
War
team played.
Memorial, I love it.
Yes. We got talking. He says, well, you know, we're looking for some guys to do some little 30-second hockey reports. Go down to, you know, WOLF radio, down the street down there, talk to Tom Schein. I walk in, I write a report, I read it. You got the job, Joe.
Get out.
That's how it started. No salary, but you're going to get to go to the games for free. I'm in.
And then you just work your way up. And
you know how it is. You go to the games. Now you're seeing all the media guys there, some guys from TV. Hey, yeah, Joe, we're looking for a weekend TV, yeah, guy. Why don't you just come in and read for, you know, and had no idea. Television. To me, television was my only dream in this business as a kid, was to be a disc jockey. The only thing I've never been
is a disc jockey
in the business.
But that's, you know, it's tough. I truly believe that a lot of things, there are some journalistic things you need to learn. I learned the hard way. I didn't go to school for journalism either. But I think if you're a good writer and you're a smart person, you can pick stuff up. And I think that your story, we won't get that again.
No.
It doesn't happen that way.
And you make a great point, because I went from Syracuse TV to KNBC in Los Angeles.
Oof, that's a big jump.
And talk about all the things you don't know.
Yep.
That I didn't learn going through college and learning just stuff. And Bryant Gumbel was my sports director.
That's awesome.
Like day one, like week one, your stuff's not good enough. You're not going to be able to run your reports in my show, he said to me.
Yeah.
That was a hard 1 year. See you out. Goodbye. But, you know, at 25, I was the youngest guy on television in Los Angeles.
Well, you have it on your resume, too. And, I think the thing about working up from smaller markets, because I got my break in Hartford, which is considered a larger market,
yes,
is that you want to make your mistakes in anonymity, right? I mean, you don't want to make them in L.A. or at ESPN or what have you. So that's why you work your way up from, you know, the middle of nowhere, Nebraska. So once you get to the bigger market, you have your game on. Joe Zone is his name. He's the sports director at WFSB Channel 3. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about Paige Becker's return to Connecticut. We're going to talk about how the UConn baseball got a raw deal. And we'll also get back in a little more perspective. I'd love to know your favorite teams, your least favorite teams, you know, all that kind of stuff. Because Joe's been doing this for, you know, we're coming up on 20 years, right, in Connecticut.
Yeah, 20 here and 50 overall.
What are you? I mean, you started when he was 8. You look great.
Thanks.
We're back here with Joe Zone, the sports director at WFSB Channel 3. I want to ask you one sort of career arc-ish question before we get to, like, Paige and UConn baseball. You know, you bounced around a lot, and you came from Syracuse to Hartford. When did you know that this was going to be your last stop?
When I got hired at 53, because you – very few people
– Wait, in 06 you were 53?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. Now you know.
Yeah. I'm 73. I just did the math. Yeah. That's crazy, Joe.
I'm 73, but when you get hired in your 50s, and just –
Because ageism's real in our business.
Yes. Men
less
get
so
to be
yep
older,
yep,
longer – I always say men peak in their 50s, women peak in their late 30s, and then that's my
perception.
Opinion.
That's
my
not,
opinion,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
right. The view exactly. It's not.
It
fact
is harder to be a woman and
longer
age in this
yes
business. It's not our
yes,
yeah.
But the guy who hired me in Hartford at WFSB fired me in Scranton, but also hired me 3 times in Scranton. So it just shows you what.
So why did he fire you?
Well, this was the 90s. And here's the research. You'll love this, guys. You know, I was the most known, least liked personality in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Most known, least liked.
But I feel like there's value in that.
Well, there was until they started getting scared. Don't forget, in the 80s, give opinion, do your stuff.
Yeah, right.
Then the 90s, calm down. You're turning viewers away. And then it flip-flopped. And in the early 2000s, no opinion. So I've been through the whole cycle.
Right. It's all cyclical. Joe Zone here with us. You know, I want to talk first about you. We're talking off mic about UConn baseball. We interview Jim Penders. Isn't always easy to get, but he's always gracious when he comes on. And I think he's an incredible coach. I think to win in this era of portals and NIL and UConn baseball, short season baseball, when you spend the first, you know, month and a half on the road, it is incredible. And they've turned out incredible.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Players, why didn't they get it?
I'm going to go back to, I just think that the first half of their season where I think he said they played the first 12 weekends on the road. So they're on the road. They got off to a slow start. And I think there's a perception that Big East baseball is not Big East basketball. You know, it doesn't have that clout. We thought two teams were from the Big East were going in. And even when they won on Friday night, I thought for sure that meant, okay.
That was enough.
That was good. Because they lose to Creighton, the eventual champ. Maybe if they had gotten the second game, but they lost, it was a double elimination. So they had to win the first game and then play a second game. They lost the first game to Creighton. I think maybe if they had gone to the second game, maybe that would have pushed them. But there's just a perception. And with that,
is it true, though? Is Big East baseball weak?
Well, I don't see enough baseball around the country.
Right.
But I see the rankings every year. You see where all the regionals are, and you see where all the teams in the tournament are from. Most of them are from warm weather where they're playing baseball year-round, early start, late finish. It just makes sense. If you're playing your sport longer, you might be better at it.
Yeah, sure. Joe Zone from WFSB joining us here on Brian & Company. Again, you know, Joe and I interact all the time when I'm over at Channel 3, and he's a loyal listener of WTIC. Paige Beckers, you know, let's talk first about the Connecticut Sun, though. Do you think they're gone?
I absolutely think they're gone.
Yep.
You know, you think about, first of all, they're going to make a lot of money selling that team for what they bought it for.
They bought it for like $10 million. They could sell it for $250 maybe.
Yeah, and, you know, they make more money on concerts, you know, and the manpower to turn that floor up and turn it down. So I definitely think they're going. There's going to be more concerts there. I was getting some inklings last year that there was some talk about it from one of the guys who works on the crew there, who rips the floors up, puts the concert seats in and all that. Yeah, I think they're gone. And I think, you know, it's such a big women's basketball state. I hate to see it.
Yeah, and it's tough. Although, you know, it's funny because it's the only major pro team we have, yet they're overshadowed by the University of Connecticut. And, you know, for me, it was the game in Boston that sold out with almost no marketing. I was like, wow, Boston could probably support a team. Paige is coming back tonight. I mean, where does she rank? And, you know, there's a nice piece by Lori Riley on Taurasi in The Current today. Where does Paige Beckers rank in this incredible pantheon of superstars at UConn?
So I'll go with, I didn't see Taurasi in person. Right. I didn't see
Bird. I covered her, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I felt she had to win, and I hate to say it, she had to win a national championship to get to Mount Rushmore. So for me, my 20 years, it's Maya.
Okay, Maya Moore. Yep.
Brianna Stewart. And then I've got her right there, Paige. And then Diana, you know, and Sue in that group.
Yeah, it's tough. That Rushmore would probably have to have more than four heads. But,
yes.
But she won the title, and you put her there. I mean, she doesn't have the – everybody likes her. You know, with Taurasi was a lightning rod. She's a big personality, bigger personality. But there's like the difference between Caitlin Clark coming into the WNBA and Paige is totally different. Well, you know, people don't dislike her.
Well, as Gino has said, could you imagine Diana Taurasi in today's social media world as a college basketball player? You know, she would have blown the place up. She was just way ahead of her time.
Yep.
And she didn't have the media of, you know, access, the way to get her message out. She would have been a huge, huge star nationally and probably internationally.
We're talking about Joe Zone WFSB. You're going to have to come back.
Anytime.
And we'll have to do it again because I want to go back into like your favorite stories and who you like to cover and maybe give me some insight. The better questions are who didn't you like, but we can do that another time. The Travelers is now like basically less than a month away, and it's one of your favorite events. And I think it's one of those things where Connecticut just needs something like this. If we ever lost it, I would be just devastated.
In my opinion, it's the most important sporting event in Connecticut.
Why?
because, first of all, it brings the absolute best players from its sport in the world into town. You're getting national attention for four straight days, national network coverage, and people come from all around New England in here to watch it, supporting local teams. But it just makes our area, Connecticut, feel like a big-time sports. And when you're between Boston and New York all the time, dealing with that, to me, it's the most important event, and it comes at the right time, too, right in the summer when you need something.
Now, I'm curious, was it? I don't know if it was a like a dumpster fire type thing when you got here, because, you know, they lost the sponsor, they went sponsorless and so on. But in your opinion, what has made it so that it could get the status with the PGA to make sure like a Scottie Scheffler gets here? Like, how do they do that?
In my opinion, it's travelers, and it's Nathan, who you've had on, and Andy Group. I think they are so all in. The tournament's over, and on Sunday night, they're already thinking about what can we do to make it even better next year. And what I hear from the players, it's a player's experience for their families, their caddies. They're treated differently. Now, how differently? There are some specifics I don't know about, but they're treated differently than at other tournaments, and the players look forward to coming. And, you know, if you have to travel, like when I travel with the UConn women for 4 weeks, you know, you're in and out in your suitcase and out, and if you had your family along with you and you had an experience with them, and they like coming here, the experience with their families, their caddies. And the other thing is the golf course is fun to play after you just got your butt kicked at the U.S. Open.
Right. After going 10 over, it's nice to get a couple birdies. Yes. Real quick, what are you working on for tonight?
I'm going over to Central for baseball because they're in the tournament. But our other two guys, Mark Robbins and Dan Booth, they're going up cover page and, you know, that big crowd and all that.
Yeah, Dan does a nice job.
I like Dan. Thanks. Yeah,
he's got a lot of energy.
Wants to be in New York.
No, but that's fine. He's ambitious. You know, you use him for as long as you can. Listen, it's great to have you in, Joe. We'll do it again. I hope. Joe Zone from WFSB Channel 3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.